Hey guys, Kim K here. How am I?
Yeah, how are you?
I'm doing really well.
What's going on?
I had a dream about dinosaurs last night.
Dinosaur apostrophe S.
Yeah.
Dinosaurs what?
Dinosaurs. Like multiple dinosaurs.
Welcome to the Laura Clary Podcast. It's a podcast. With Laura Clary. Welcome to the Laura Clary Podcast.
Welcome to the Laura Clary Podcast. How is it possible to be tired after sleeping till 10 a.m. and drinking like 3 cups of coffee at the cafe? How?
Because it's exhaustion from the VidCon weekend.
I am so exhausted. We just got back from VidCon, guys. Is VidCon stand for video convention?
Probably, at some point.
Right?
Yeah.
Because con is convention, right?
Convention, yeah, I think so.
Comic Con.
Yeah.
VidCon. I like just realized that yesterday, by the way.
Con, the conventions for conventions.
Right, con, convention,
where all the conventions go.
To talk about conventions.
To talk about each other, yeah. They're like, oh, yeah. Get you.
Hey, you're at a convention?
How many people did you get? What about that convention?
Do you know who the founder of ConCon is?
No.
ConCon. His name's ConCon. His full name is Convention.
Right.
But he goes by ConCon.
ConCon. but what about that other
and
con?
And you know where convention ConCon is?
No.
It's at the corner of Conven and Chen.
Wait,
Street.
Oliver should have his own convention. Pugathon.
Pugathon or PugCon?
PugCon.
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 PugCon is actually an amazing idea, and I would go to that every single year.
Oh, yeah, we should start it. PugCon. Don't take that idea, anyone.
PugCon.
PugCon.
And it's just pugs from all over the world.
We met Doug the Pug.
We met Doug the Pug at VidCon, and that was awesome. And Doug the Pug kept texting Oliver like, yo, when are we going to meet up? But we couldn't get a time together. I text her back and then Doug didn't answer.
Yeah, I missed each other. There's so many people there that you know. And
There were 30,000 people there.
Yeah.
And so basically you go and you do panels on, content creation and meet fans. I had a meet and greet. I had tons of meetings with networks and just meeting fans and did a panel for females in comedy. That was really, really cool. Met a lot of really cool creators that I'm going to collab with. Hey, Ver, it's okay. And Oliver came and he stole the show.
Oh my God.
People were obsessed with him.
We couldn't walk 10 feet with Oliver without being stopped.
Yeah.
People wanting to give him a cuddle on that.
But it's like nonstop for 3 days. And so today is our first day back, Oliver. And so I think that we're just really worn out from very little sleep and, it's just nonstop the whole time. But it was really fun. We did a lot. We accomplished a lot there.
Carry on.
Go, you go.
No, you go. You have a week off coming up.
You go.
I don't. You do.
I have a week off. But okay, so we just got back today. It's Sunday. And then tomorrow I'm shooting a sketch with the hysterical Lala. Her Instagram name was Lala Scissorhands, but now she changed it to Lala. Holly. Now she changed it to Lala Milan. I don't know why. I'm going to ask her tomorrow, but yeah, man, she's fucking hysterical. I mean, she truly is so funny. And so we're going to shoot another little Fita sketch tomorrow. And then I have to shoot another sketch, Helen sketch on Tuesday, and edit that. And then I fly out to Portland on Wednesday, where I will see my mom, my dad, my sisters, and my nieces all in one little farmhouse an hour outside of Portland. I have not been with my entire family, meaning my mom, my dad, and my two sisters and their kids, in years. I don't even actually know how many years it's been, but it's been years.
I do.
When?
It was, we were all back in Downers Grove about 2 years ago, all of us.
Was it 2 years?
Oh, maybe it was 3 years.
No, because 2 years we were in London.
It's when Greg came, the year before then. It was Christmas. And then we went to London the year that they all got food poisoning or sick or something.
Yeah.
And so then, yeah, 3 years maybe.
And then we were at the farm last Christmas.
Yeah.
So we were farm and then London, right?
Yeah, so it's 3 years ago. Because Greg came back. Greg was somewhere and he came back and then he flew out. I remember
crazy.
That. Yeah, so that should be fun. I'm coming out on Friday. I've got to book my ticket. Oliver, I just want to say, Oliver got so used to all of the attention at VidCon that he's freaking out today because people aren't petting him every 5 minutes.
I think he always freaks out, though.
Yeah.
If we don't pet him.
Yeah, that's true. But he's like a diva today.
Yeah, he is. Although, is diva a female word? Don't you always...
Yes.
So what's the male equivalent of a diva?
You can call a man a diva. But
can you?
Yeah. But it started from, I think it started from Vegas-y, like Liza Minnelli-ish kind of female acts that were very demanding. But mm-hmm. I don't know if that's where it started.
Let's look up the origin of the word diva. Okay. Diva means, it's a noun, a famous female opera singer.
Ah, there you go.
Wait, hold on. Why does she sound like she's having an orgasm? She's like, diva.
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 She doesn't at all. I don't
know
where you're going.
Not an orgasm, but she sounds like flirtatious.
Diva.
Diva.
I don't get that from her at
all. Listen.
Diva.
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 Why do I feel like you've done this before?
Diva.
I feel like you've endlessly pressed play on Wikipedia to me before on something.
Diva.
Yeah, you've done this to me before.
Diva.
She's going to keep diva. Doing this for probably about 60 diva. Minutes now.
Diva.
Diva.
Just wait.
Okay, now you guys, here's going. This is the first game of our podcast. Guess whether it's the automatic, what do you call it? The
Siri.
It's not Siri. That's the thing.
Oh, well, I don't know what it is.
Guess whether it's the Webster Dictionary voice or my voice. Ready? You have to guess which one.
Diva.
You sounded like Kim Kardashian. That's Kim.
Guess which one that was. Ready? Now guess.
Diva.
That was me. No, it wasn't. Okay.
How's Kim?
Wait, hold up real quick. I'm still not done with.
Oh, God. I wish you were.
Diva.
Oh,
okay.
Christ.
So, a famous female singer of popular music. And then the third definition is a self-important person who is temperamental and difficult to please, typically used of a woman.
Yes.
Wow. So the third definition says you can be a man, but it's typically used of a woman, a self-important person who's temperamental and difficult to please. So that's what Oliver's being today.
He is. He's being a right diva.
Oliver, you're being a right diva.
You little git.
Oliver, you're being a right
diva.
So one more important thing.
Diva. Diva. Diva.
Now
who's that girl you're doing the podcast with next time? We're going to have some special guests coming up, you guys. It's kind of exciting. We're going to be switching up. We've got three very special guests lined up for you guys.
Here's the thing. It's not like we're running out of things to talk about.
Penis. Penis.
See?
Penis.
This is what the podcast is now.
Penis.
This is why we need a special guest.
Penis.
Yeah, you've done this to me before. I feel like you did this to me when we were newly dating and I was a bit like, what's going on? Why does she keep doing that same word over and over again? Jesus. Wait, is that in the Oxford English Dictionary?
Yeah, you know when you're having...
What's the definition?
You know when you're having sex and in a weird position and then all of a sudden you...
Queef.
Read the definition.
And then you pretend you didn't.
Queef.
But you think that he definitely heard you.
Queef.
It's not that I...
Queef.
Very often. In fact, I rarely ever...
Queef.
I probably have one or two times in my life. That's it. But my friend Maggie on command, she literally would at like every party we would go to.
I have a very important question about
that. Yes.
How did you just first discover that? And what, how did she discover? When you say she creeps on command
probably
parties, the first time it happened, what happened?
So what she would do is she would lay on the floor.
Why was she laying on the floor?
She would do like an inversion, like in yoga. So maybe she was stretching as a child once or whatever. Okay. And then when she stretched, all of a sudden a queef came out.
Right. And then so she thought, next party I go to, that's yeah, what I'm going to...
She was like, so she did an inversion, meaning she put her legs over her head, you know, like a yoga pose type thing. And when she did that, all of a sudden came out. And so she probably tested that theory once or twice, right, realized she had control over her thing.
Right.
And so she continued to perfect that, practice that, brought it to the party.
Okay.
And would be like, guys, I can queef on command. Check this out.
Okay.
And then she'd just be like, queef,
queef. I have a question. So you're at a party. Maggie Kalaki's there. Everyone's standing up talking normally. How does it go from that to the queef performance?
She just naturally...
She's go, guys, turn the music off. First of all, did the music go off? Because it would have to,
right? Yeah, right.
Turn the music off. And then she gets on the floor.
Right.
Does queefs.
Correct.
For the whole party.
Correct.
And they clap or...
I wouldn't say she does queefs for the whole party, well, but she would do a couple. She'd give us a couple.
No, they're not very loud.
No.
So some people have to be close to hear the queefs.
Hers were pretty loud.
Oh, God. Of course they were.
By the way, do you want to hear the definition? And I'm not kidding you. It says noun. An expulsion of air through the vagina.
Yes.
An expulsion of air through the vagina. It also says vulgar. It says vulgar. An explosion of air through the vagina. Yes, why is that vulgar? Vulgar?
Because it's a vulgar word. In dictionary, they normally have vulgar written after bad words. You not notice that?
I mean, honestly, that's messed up. So, what else, Stephen?
Well, we went to VidCon. We went to Facebook, and that was great. Laura made everyone uncomfortable by showing them the Kegels video every opportunity, which was funny.
No, we had a meeting with Comedy Central on the first day, and
that's a long time ago.
With a bunch of executives there. And they really want to do a show with us. And they were so awesome. And we really got along well.
That's the first time I've ever been at a meeting like that. And I thought it was really good fun.
Totally. And it was great. And they asked me all sorts of questions. And they were just the shit. And I felt like they really got my voice and they want to support it.
And then you tried to make out with one of the executives.
I did try to make out with one of the executive females.
Yeah.
And then not
the
only did I do...
Well.
Yes. And then also I had the head of content do Kegels with me.
Yes.
And I was like, are you doing Kegels right now? And she's like, yeah, I am. And I was like, ready? And we were like looking at each other and like doing Kegels together during our big meeting with all these executives. And then after we finished doing Kegels... And then I started telling them the story. They were like, tell me one of the stories from your book. And I, of course, picked like the darkest most fucked up story. I'm like, so I'm doing a line of coke with some drug dealer out on Sunset Boulevard before I fly to New York with no money and beat senseless. But like, it was just like a really dark story and they all looked horrified. And I was just like,
horrified.
Fuck, I just picked the wrong story. I should have picked the story about... You know, fucking, I don't know.
The rest of the stories in the book are so... We met your publisher.
The story of how Stephen and I met and,
that's
water
funny.
Story. Why didn't I pick...
The water! Why
didn't
you
tell the water story?
Why'd you have to pick the worst, most depressing story?
Honestly, why didn't I tell him the water story? Like, there were so many lighthearted, fun stories and I went in with the darkest shit ever. I went in with, like... Oh man, but I was like,
you have to read the book to feel like
when I
started
telling it, I knew I fucked up, but I couldn't stop.
But then you tried to get out. You got out of it pretty well. You went, oh, you know, and then it got worse. And then, so I thought you got out of it. But then they were like, no, tell us the best. They were like,
we need to know what happened. Yes. I was like, shit.
And it just got darker.
I was like, he choked me. And they were like, oh.
It was the darkest. But you think you got out of it all right.
Yeah. And guys, by the way, when you get my book, know that not all the stories are you know, dark. But that is life, isn't it? It's not all fun and games. And so... But I, even in the darkest times of my life, I have a funny way of telling the story, and I'm able to laugh at certain situations. Tragedy plus time, baby. But anyway.
But I thought that was a nice touch, trying to make out with the executive at the end. That was good. Good. Whoops. Good move.
I was like, well, she was pretty. And I was like, I went up to her after and I was like, you're so pretty, by the way. And she was like, thank you. And then I was like, I'm not hitting on you. I was just saying you're pretty. Like, I'm not like coming on to you. And she was like, no, I didn't think you are. I was like, no, I'm not. And then I just like went in for a kiss. And she was like, and like the male executive was like, what just happened? And then they were laughing it about funny. It and I was like, sorry, was my 10% gay came out. So I was like, sorry, I'm 10%, it just came out.
That was funny.
And he was like, what just happened? And then like, and then when we walked away, she like looked at me and she was like, bye. But they knew I was messing around. I mean, they're fucking Comedy Central. I was like, after I was like, dude, I was like, I fucking hope they don't think I'm crazy, because I do get nervous about, you know, I told them I was sober, and I do get nervous about admitting that about myself, because I think people can have misconceptions of recovering addicts, like, oh, are they loose cannons, you know? But, you know, I have over 6 years and I'm very mentally stable now and responsible, and I show up and I do good work and I work hard. But you know, the fear of being judged for the things I've done in the past, that always kind of haunts me. And when I started opening up about it and telling that story, I was like, shit, I should have told a more PG story. Are they going to judge me and then think I'm a loose cannon? But, and then my manager reminded me, they work with comedians all the time, like comedians, like watch most stand-up comedians' bits. They're all like royally fucked up. And that's kind of what makes them so funny. So I don't think that they could necessarily be shocked by my stories when all they do is work with comedians. And comedians are like notoriously known for being not necessarily all addicts, alcoholics, but I mean, a lot of them, or just, you know, have some sort of mental issues here or there. So I don't know. I think that they could feel that I was, you know, emotionally or psychologically stable at that point.
So I mean, you told him you were sober now, so. Well, but at the end of the day, if they're gonna work with you, they're gonna know that you might as well be authentic. And if they don't like it, they can, you know, not work with you, it's fine.
Exactly. And you're absolutely right. We don't actually need a network. And that's the exciting part, is that we're not like, you know, years ago, I would have been banging on their door, like, please make a show with me. Please make a show with me. Because I needed them to introduce me to their audience. And, you know, so I could make a living. Now, at this point, we've accumulated over 6 million followers between all social media. And 6 million. Yes. Yeah. Over 6 million followers across all social media. So we have that outlet. So we're no longer dependent on networks, and necessarily TV networks, especially. So that's very freeing and liberating. That being said, I truly love Comedy Central. I love their content. Yeah, I love their shows. I did an interview with them before, and the dude had 700 followers, and they gave him a digital show because they're not all about the numbers.
And Broad City, they gave a show to when I only had like 2,000 views per episode or something.
Yeah, Broad City Girls had 4,000 subscribers on YouTube and like average 2,000 views an episode on their YouTube channel. And then Comedy Central gave them a TV show. And yeah, Amy Poehler was attached, but nonetheless, they gave him an opportunity, and they do that. If you're funny, they give you an opportunity. Whereas a lot of networks are very much like, how many followers do you have? And that's all cool, But I love Comedy Central because they're all about quality content, and they are, and everything they make is funny, I think.
They kind of been always in the background with us, haven't they? Like, we were at their party last year, they did that show. I feel like they're always, their doors kind of open to what we're doing, and they were really nice. That's what I was shocked about. I thought those meetings were full of people that are like not nice, but they were really nice. I liked
No, them. We did a Snapchat series with them, but yeah, I really do feel like, you know, we just kind of keep growing. And so, you know, yeah, if we're supposed to do a show with them, we will. We just closed a deal for Facebook Premium. We finally closed, you guys. I know we had been telling you guys about this Pamela Pupkin Premium show.
For ages.
That's how long it
takes, though,
and we're working
guys.
With Jax Media. And we had been telling you guys about that show. And we finally closed for the pilot. So, yay, it only took 6 months, but whatevs. I mean, Facebook Watch is kind of like Netflix was at the beginning. So they were very understaffed, Netflix, and then they had Orange is the New Black. They had their first success, and then they started hiring people and became a more productive streaming network. And Facebook Watch has every intent to do that. They are putting in $1-2 billion into their original premium content in the next year. And they already have deals closed with Reese Witherspoon, Kim Kardashian. Yeah.
Jada Pinkett Smith,
Tom Brady.
How is Kim?
Hey guys, Kim K here. How am I?
Yeah, how are you?
I'm doing really well.
What's going on?
I'm just like really frustrated right now, though, because I just like really wanted to like get a pet pig, but
you should be able to get a pet pig, Kim.
But I like don't like it hurt to like poo on you. And like my friend was holding one the other day, and they pooed on her hair extensions and on her shirt. She had poo all over her.
Jesus.
I just don't want to be pooed on, but I really want a pig.
Why don't you employ someone to pick it up?
Because I want to hold a pig, but I don't want it to be pooed on.
Well, why don't you have someone to get pooed on, and you can just do the
Fuck
holding?
Fuck you, Steven.
Oh, my God.
Will you do it?
No, especially after you just said, "Fuck you." No way. I would have done it before.
I never said, "Fuck you."
You did. You ruined it.
No, I didn't.
You said, "Fuck you, Steven." I'm right here. I heard
you're hearing things. I never said that. I swear to God, you're such a liar. Bible. I never said that. Bible.
Bible?
Yeah.
What is it? What is Bible? What's that?
It means Bible. Like, it means I'm telling the truth. I swear over the Bible. I never said that.
I've never heard that before. That's a new one.
Bible.
Bible. As in Bible. The Bible.
Bible, my butt is real. Bible, my tits are real. Bible, my face is real. And Bible, I never said fuck you.
Bible. I feel like Kim Kardashian would actually say Bible like that.
I had a dream about dinosaurs last night.
Dinosaur apostrophe S.
Yeah.
Dinosaurs what?
Dinosaurs. Like multiple dinosaurs.
Was it a good dream? What happened in it?
They were like walking around, like stomping around, and I was like, "Dude, you guys, I'm trying to like do my makeup and contour, and you're like shaking the house with your stomps. Stop it! You're fucking up my contour."
See, you can't trust the dinosaurs.
And then the dinosaur like came over to me and was like, "Hey, do you want me to contour for you?" I was like, "But you're a dinosaur." And they were like, "Yeah, just because I'm a dinosaur, it doesn't mean I can't contour."
Contour, dinosaur, contour, dinosaur.
And then he was like, "I'm literally called the contouring dinosaur."
Yeah, it makes sense.
And then he did like a really shitty job, so he shot him in his fucking face. Jesus. And then I woke up.
Ow, Alan!
Oh, Alan's really going for it. Tell him about your show! Your first ever live thing. That was great.
Oh, yeah. We did a live. I did a live performance.
First one.
I did a live performance at VidCon for like all my fans and all the fans who were there, and it was really fun. I went out as Pamela Popkin, and I did the Punch the Devil, and I made them do it with me. And then afterwards, one of the moms of the daughters who came was like, I had never seen that character, and I thought you were a crazy Christian workout aerobics instructor. And I was thinking, what is my daughter watching? And that was the thing she was offended by. None of like the Helen stuff. She was just offended that her daughter was watching a Christian aerobics instructor. And Alan.
You kept picking out the little girl in the front who was about 9, telling her not to say swear words, but then saying the swear words that she wasn't supposed
to say. I just said, damn. And then I was like, don't say damn. But yeah, so I did a Pamela Popkin bit, and then I did a whole Q&A and took questions from the audience, and that was super fun. And then I had made a video of Helen for these fans specifically.
They love that video.
So I did like a whole like a 2-minute video for them as Helen, and they were freaking out. And it was really cool. It was really, really fun.
The funny thing about the video was that they loved when Helen came on, but Granny was in it, but she was off camera. But when Granny's voice came on, they went mental. They loved that Granny was there, even though they didn't see her.
Yeah. Yeah, in the video that I shot, I had Granny off camera, like, kind of yelling at Helen. The whole thing was like, Helen couldn't be here because she's on house arrest.
They loved
her. And then Granny was, like, off camera yelling at Helen, and they really liked that.
There was one bit where they were having an argument about who had the most fans, Granny or Helen, and they loved that. They thought it was really funny.
Yes.
And we met your book publisher, who's lovely. I love him.
God, so many things happen. That's right.
I forgot about all this.
Yeah, we met with Simon & Schuster, who I'm writing a book for. And so he's brilliant. Was really cool. And then he came to the live show.
He loved it.
The Comedy Central meeting was awesome. We met with Facebook, and they told us we were killing it. And
they actually said, you're crushing it.
Yeah, and they're just very supportive of our content. So that was really cool. And then also meeting with other creators is really fun.
It was really good. We met Ross and Granny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yep. The Facebook Ross Smith and his Granny, and she was so funny. You videoed her. You're like, oh, let me video you, and you pressed record, and she said,
"Hello, see you later."
But what she said was amazing when you asked her, what's your secret?
Yeah, so Ross, if you guys don't know, Ross Smith is big, huge on Facebook, and he does videos with his granny. And his granny is 91, and they make videos together, and they're so funny. And Ross's granny, I said, Granny, what's the secret to being 91 and so vibrant? And she said, faith and hard work.
Yeah.
It's like, faith and hard work. I went through the Depression. World War II. I worked in a bomb factory. She's like, yeah, she said, you work hard and have faith.
She's got so much energy. My nan was like, in her 80s, didn't have half the energy of Ross's grandma. It's crazy.
It's so crazy. She's working, though. I mean, she's out there meeting fans.
Yeah.
Excited by life. Yeah, so she has something to get excited about.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, guys, if I sound low energy.
You're tired. You've worked very hard. And then they rush you around like crazy. Like you didn't have time to eat. And neither did I, because I was being rushed around with you.
And I was like screaming at my manager, like, I need to eat.
Poor old Larry. He did best to put up with a lot. I do feel sorry for Larry sometimes.
Do you?
A little bit, yeah.
You do?
Sometimes. I mean, it must be hard. That job is hard as well. You've got to admit, that's got to be hard.
For sure. His assistant was cool.
Yeah, she was nice. You guys, who would you like to see as a guest on our podcast? Write it in our... write it in iTunes in the review so we can see who you think will be good. We've got a couple of people that we're pretty excited about coming up, but we also would like you guys to tell us who you think will be good. What podcast do you like? Who's funny? Who's interesting? Who does interest? Yeah, I mean, they don't have to necessarily be funny, but funny is always good.
So sorry about that, guys. We were trying to find somewhere to prank, but it's Sunday and it's like getting late. And so all our ideas for places. The places we wanted to call were closed. And so, and I think we're both like, just our brains are not necessarily working at full capacity today because of the sleep deprivation from the last 3 days. So I feel like we're just kind of, yeah, man, I'm really sorry if this wasn't that entertaining today, or if you felt let down by today's episode. I'm really sorry. I really was trying my best. I just think I'm just a little sleep deprived and overworked. That's all. Yeah, man, that's life, right? We are off to write 2 episodes because we have a shoot tomorrow and shoot, then a shoot the next day.
Mm-hmm. We got to write Little Fetus and the Whore Baths for Intervention Part 2, which we haven't done yet, but Part 1 was really good. So Part 2 is going to be even better. Bye!
Bye.